With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is hoping for a deal to end the war in Ukraine in a matter of weeks. He's sounding cautiously optimistic after he welcomed Ukrainian President Zelensky back to the White House in a bid to end the Russia-Ukraine war.
Sitting side by side in the Oval Office, the two presidents expressed hope that White House talks, which include European leaders, could lead to a future three-way meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
If everything works out well today, we'll have a trilat. And I think there will be a reasonable chance of ending the war when we do that.
Donald Trump also said he supports European security guarantees for Ukraine, though he stopped short of committing U.S. troops to the effort. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A long stretch of the East Coast is seeing thundering surf and hazardous rip currents as a result of Hurricane Erin, the Cat 3 storm making its way north, well offshore. Several more Republican governors authorizing the deployment of National Guard troops to Washington.
Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana are the latest states sending National Guard troops to the nation's capital. Those states' Republican governors joining their counterparts in Ohio, West Virginia, and South Carolina in backing President Trump's show of force in Washington, aimed at cracking down on crime and boosting immigration enforcement. The number of Guard troops detailed to D.C. now totals more than 1,100. About 800 troops had already been called up from the D.C. National Guard. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Welcome news for air travelers. There's a tentative contract agreement to end the three-day strike by 10,000 Air Canada flight attendants. Canada's largest airline says flights will resume this evening, although it could take weeks for things to fully get back to normal. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 77 points. This is SRN News. A dispute over a parking space in upstate New York.
At Grand Island High School outside Buffalo, seniors who can drive can pay $50 for a designated slot in the parking lot and then are allowed to put their name on it and decorate it. But the school said no when a Christian student wanted to put a cross on her space. She has since engaged the legal group First Liberty, which has sent a letter of warning to school officials. They claim if they allow the cross, they'll have to allow satanic symbols as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Things are getting worse for Afghanistan's tiny community of Christians, according to a report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. The government's new Islamic morality law is making it hard for believers to go about their daily lives. The law is a violation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which states that freedom of religious belief is a fundamental right and includes expressing one's faith in the public square. This is SRN News. Blue states continue paying an economic price for policies that punish the rich.
You tax the rich and you lose the rich.
Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, says it's a simple formula that's been proven time and again, just looking at his group's own Rich States, Poor States annual survey.
Millionaires' taxes drive out the wealthy, drive out small businesses, and those states at the end of the day are left with less revenue, not more.
Case in point, California has lost another major corporation. In-N-Out Burger says it will move its headquarters out of California to tax-friendly Tennessee. Bob Agner reporting.
The Missouri Attorney General is resigning to take a leadership position with the FBI. Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey says he'll step down effective September 8th and will be serving as co-deputy director of the FBI. Bailey has been a strong supporter of President Trump. More details at srnnews.com.